Dan Helmer, candidate for the Democratic nomination for Virginia's 10th congressional district.
And I start off by giving everyone a little free rein, 15 to 20 seconds, your pitch, why people should vote for you.
You know, people in Virginia 10 are ready for a candidate who will put service before self, country before party, and people before politics. I've been serving this nation and our district all of my life, and I'm ready to take that service to Congress and continue to serve.
What's a most important issue or issues that you're really looking at that you feel like you could make a difference on?
Yeah, in Congress, I plan on fighting to make sure every person in this district has access to quality, affordable health care by supporting a Medicare for All option that would allow anybody who chooses to opt into Medicare. I'm ready to fight for quality, reliable transportation and ensure funding for Metro, steady funding for Metro, to make sure that we can get around and relieve some of the traffic congestion in our district. And lastly, I'm ready to fight the gun lobby and the NRA, because it is ridiculous that three times a year, my wife, Karen, and teachers like her have to huddle with their kids in the corner of the classroom to prepare for an active shooter. And I'm ready to say enough is enough and fight for responsible gun laws.
A lot of these things sound very similar to some of the other candidates in the Democratic primary. So for voters trying to figure out which of the six of you they want to cast a ballot for, what makes you different?
Yeah, I mean, Barbara Comstock has won against every politician she's faced. She has never run against somebody with a record of military service. And it's time to get a candidate who can win in November. We just ran a poll of the district. I'm up on Barbara Comstock by 8 points. And it's time to have someone in Congress who put our interests before special interests, who refuses to accept corporate PAC money because they understand that this is about serving working families, and who's going to make sure that every step of the way, they don't ask, is this good for my next election? They ask, is good for my district and my country? I never ask the guy sitting next to me in a Humvee, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? I asked, what's the mission? How do we serve the interests of our country? And how do we get home folks safe? And that's the difference between me and the other folks that are running in this Congress. That's what I represent.
So are you confident you'll win on June 12th?
I'm absolutely confident. People in this district are ready for a change. They're ready for a candidate who will serve them and who will beat Barbara Comstock in November.
How do you, if you get to Congress, make a difference on the issues you talked about as one of 435 people running around on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, look, you need to have people who are willing to build bridges instead of walls, who are willing to listen as well as converse. I'm ready to go on a tour with a member of a different party in their district somewhere in the country and invite them to ours so we can look at the things that are of mutual importance to our districts. I'm ready to make sure that I sponsor bipartisan legislation every year. And I'm ready to sit down and find areas in which we can cooperate and advance the interests of our country. I don't believe that at a time when 80 to 90% of Americans believe that there should be universal background checks, that there can't be a path through Congress. And I think we need credible advocates on the issue of gun safety who have handled firearms, who respect our Constitution and have sworn to serve it, who are going to stand up and say enough is enough. It's time to keep our kids and our streets safe. And I think that's how you get change in Congress.
How do you represent, not that most districts aren't this way nowadays, but, you know, this is a district that's a little bit sprawling, not maybe as much as some of the others in Virginia, but how do you balance the different parts of the district to make sure you can represent everyone in it?
Sure. This district is varied and has different needs, and yet we share a common interest in making sure that our country and our government works. And too often, we've seen the consequences of cowardice in Washington, and where folks in Congress have not stood up through a district in a country, and particularly in this district full of public servants. I think that's the one thing that really unites this district. We have so many people who have served our country in uniform, not just in uniform, but in the federal government. And that unites this district. And we deserve a politics in Congress that reflects the hard work that this district has put into making sure that our country is better for our kids and our grandchildren. And we need a representative who understands that and who has served himself.
You'd mentioned a little bit about transportation earlier. Is there anything in particular that you would push for or be able to get through that would help deal with what is obviously one of the biggest issues in this region?
Yeah, 1 in 10 people in this district works for the federal government. And it is crazy that we have not secured permanent federal funding for Metro. And I will fight to make sure we get $500 million of annual federal funding for Metro to make it reliable, safe, and effective.
And how about on the roads? I mean, I know a lot of people have seen certain parts of the district, people focus on tolls, and other parts, people wondering why that road hasn't been built. Is there anything in particular, whether it's buses or roads or anything that jumps out at you?
Sure. In addition to Metro, I mean, you asked about the variation in the district. In the west of the district, I-81 is incredibly dangerous. We need to secure funding to protect and improve it. And then more broadly, we need to invest not just in expanding our road infrastructure, which we need to do, and not just in supporting Metro, but by encouraging high-density housing along Metro corridors to relieve some of the traffic congestion. We need to support investment in walking paths and bike paths to increase the options available for transportation, to both make it easier for those who travel by car, as well as to ensure that those who aren't traveling by car have options and increase the options available to them.
Either when or what made you decide to run for Congress?
This is a country that welcomed my family as immigrants and refugees, Holocaust survivors, and gave us a shot at the American dream. I've always thought that was worth defending for myself and my family. And we looked at what's happening in our politics, the lack of faith in our institutions by the American people. And my wife and I decided that to protect our future, our children's future, and the future of this country, we need to elect leaders who are going to put people before politics, country before party, and service before self. And I've been doing that all my life, and I'm ready to do that in Congress and be part of the change that we need to see.
So do you feel like President Trump being in office helps the opportunity to win in November?
Whether it helps or not, President Trump is unfit for the office in which he serves. And he is the example of what happens when we have people who put their own selfish interests ahead of the interests of their country and who appoint people with a similar mindset to the administration. We need to make sure we have a Congress that will hold this president accountable, that will make sure that our agencies are doing the job which Congress has set forth for them, and that we are leading by example in the world on issues from the environment to infrastructure and investing in our future, not putting our children and our grandchildren in debt that they will never recover from.
Is there anything else that you have been hearing from voters that has jumped out at you that you think is important?
All over the district, I have heard that people are tired of a politics that is failing our country, and they are ready for dedicated public servants who will go into office and change the way that business gets done, who will make sure that it's not just about winning the next election, but governing in between elections. And that's what I'm ready to fight for.